The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, look at it again. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some, let's say the next one together, pastors. Say it again, pastors. Why in the world did God give us a pastor? I'll tell you why. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why did God give us a pastor? Why did God give us Parkside Baptist Church? Let's keep on reading verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every, say the next three words with me, wind of doctrine. Say it again. Wind of doctrine. Say it louder for me, please.
Wind of doctrine.
God does not want you to be tossed about with wind of doctrine. With wind of doctrine. You ever met somebody that's all talk? Or you ever met something that's, you know, all they do is say that they'll go to church and they never go? They say they'll go soul winning, but they never go. Why in the world was Parkside Baptist Church established? I'll tell you why. To keep born-again, baptized believers from being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Why in the world do you have a pastor here at Parkside Baptist Church? I'll tell you why. To keep you from being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Here's a sad thing. Take your Bibles over to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. You see, we're not supposed to be bouncing around. We're not supposed to be shaken. The Bible talks about John the Baptist and how Jesus looked at the people and said, what did you expect to see? When you went out there, what went ye for to see? He said, a reed shaken in the wind. Now, I tried to have people look and help me with a reed. You know, I try and do illustrations, and this is as close as I could get. So if you open it up and get it as tall as it can get without it hitting the ceiling. So what went ye for to see? A reed shaken in the wind. Look down in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. Here's something very sad. Yes, God has given us our pastor. God has given you a church. You can sit down in that chair right there. Don't hit the projector. It costs more than me. God has given us our pastor, and God has given us our church. But look down in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. The Bible says, for the time will come when they will not endure, say the next two words, sound doctrine. Say it again. Sound doctrine. Say it really loud for me, please.
Sound doctrine.
That is a sad day when born-again Christians don't endure sound doctrine. When people will not endure sound doctrine. Then it says here, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves. Wait a minute. There is a difference between God giving you a teacher and God giving you a preacher and you heaping one to yourself. There is a big difference. There is a huge difference. They heap to themselves what? Teachers having itching ears. I am glad I go to a church that doesn't just appeal to my itching ears. I am glad I go to a church that doesn't just appeal to my fancy and what I want to hear and, you know, make me feel good every time I come to church. I'm glad I go to a church that when the preacher stands behind the pulpit, God speaks to my heart. I'm glad I go to a church that when the preacher opens the Word of God, God still does a work in my heart. It doesn't matter how old you are or how seasoned you are as a Christian. That's the kind of church I want to be involved in. Then the Bible says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto what? Fables. There is a difference between wind doctrine and sound doctrine. There is a difference between wind doctrine and sound doctrine. Tonight, I'd like to warn you about the wind doctrine. And tonight, I'd like you to grip onto and hold on to the fact that there is sound doctrine in the Word of God, and you don't need to let it go, and you don't need to let it blow you away, and you don't need to let go of it. It's sound doctrine. You hold on to those things that are sound, and you keep a grip on the things that are sound, and don't be like a reed shaken in the wind. You see, the reed, they go this way, and they go that way. A reed shaken in the wind. Don't be that kind of Christian. Don't be that kind of Christian. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1 and verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. I've got a question for you today. Who are you standing by? Wind doctrine or sound doctrine? What are you standing by tonight? Wind doctrine or sound doctrine? You're standing by one or the other. I've got news for you. I'm glad I'm a Baptist. I'm glad I'm born again Christian. I'm glad I'm a member of Parkside Baptist Church. And as long as I'm alive, I hope to God that I will stand by sound doctrine. Because sound doctrine doesn't change. Sound doctrine comes from the Word of God. Sound doctrine you can hold on to and you can be proud of. And you could say, hey, that's sound doctrine. So I'm going to hold on to that and I'm going to hold fast to sound doctrine, because there's a difference between wind doctrine and sound doctrine. Number one, stand by God's message. Stand by God's message. You see, God's message is sound doctrine. You say, what is the message of Christ? The message of Christ is the Great Commission. His whole purpose of writing the Bible, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That is sound doctrine. That is sound doctrine. A wind doctrine is somebody that says you got to be good to get to heaven. Don't you ever let that convince you. A wind doctrine is somebody that says you got to be baptized to get to heaven. That is a wind doctrine. A wind doctrine is somebody that says you got to be good to get to heaven. No, that is a wind doctrine. That is not sound doctrine. A wind doctrine is somebody that says you got to keep the Ten Commandments in order to have all your sins forgiven. No, I'm glad it's what can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm glad I have sound doctrine when it comes to my salvation. Salvation is sound doctrine. Salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, that's sound doctrine. That is sound doctrine. Stand by your sound doctrine. Stand by your sound doctrine. Stand by the message of God. God's message. God's message. There's only one way to heaven, and that's it. Stand by it. Stand by it. Stand by it. We need some more people that are stand by God's message. There's too many people out there that are watering down the way to get to heaven. They're watering down the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're trying to get people into these gospel fellowships and these little fellowships and these little communities, and they go through 6 weeks of training in order to become a Christian. I'm glad it's easy. All you have to do is accept Jesus Christ. I knocked on the door one time. Lady came to the door. I said, hey, if you died right now, where would you go? Of course, I did the small talk. I didn't just go straight through it. Are you going to heaven or hell? I don't start out like that. But I asked her, I got around to it, and I asked her, do you know for sure if you died, you'd go to heaven? Here was her answer. She said, yes, I've been through 6 weeks of training, and I know I'm going to heaven. I said, 6 weeks of training? I said, so it takes 6 weeks for you to figure out how to get to heaven? She said, yes. I said, okay. So tell me, if I was your friend and I wanted to go to heaven, what would you tell me I would need to do? Here's what she said. You would need to go to those 6 weeks of classes to find out. I said, really? I said, what if I could take just 5 minutes and show you that those 6 weeks of classes is not what's taking you to heaven, it's something else? She said, in 5 minutes? I said, 5 minutes. She said, okay. I opened up my Bible, 1 John 5:13. I began to take her through the Romans road, and she's sitting there, and she's nodding her head, and she's agreeing with everything, and she understood she was a sinner, and she understood she needed Jesus Christ, and she bowed her head, and she asked Jesus Christ to come into her heart. A big old smile came on her face, and she said, wow, that was a lot easier than 6 weeks. Why? I'll tell you why it's easier than 6 weeks. I'll tell you why it's easier than being baptized. I'll tell you why it's easier than keeping the Ten Commandments, because there's one sound doctrine of getting to heaven, and that's the message of Jesus Christ, and don't you change it, and don't you trade it, and don't you offer anything else. Hey, you stand by God's message that Jesus saves. Too many churches are falling to the wayside, and they're thinking, oh, you know, we've got to take them through these classes. You won't believe that, but that's what they're doing. Stand by God's message. Stand by God's message. I was out eating at Subway one time. I don't know if you like food. I like food. I saw a shirt one time, give me food or give me death. And I thought, well, that makes sense too, if you think about it. Eating at Subway, it was late. It was a Subway inside of a Walmart. So I went through, and she said, we're closed. And I looked at her, had this sad look on my face. I said, I'm really hungry. She said, okay, come on. So I walked in there. She pulled the glass up and began to make my sandwich, and she gave me my sandwich. Went to the inn, paid for it. I thought, they're closing. Might as well ask her. I said, can I ask you a question? Do you go to church anywhere? She said, I don't go to church anywhere. I said, well, let me invite you to our church. But I didn't stop there. I asked her, I said, could I ask you the most important question in the world? If you were to die right now, would you go to heaven? I lie not. Here's what she said. I was just hoping, just before you came in, that somebody could show me how I could get to heaven. That lady openly asked Jesus to come into her heart, standing there at the cash register at a Subway inside Walmart. People are walking by. Can I tell you why the message still works? Because the message worked back then and the message will work today, because it's sound doctrine. It's sound doctrine. You at Parkside Baptist Church, and you as a born-again Christian, you don't have to be ashamed that Jesus saves, and you don't have to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, stand by sound doctrine, and you stand by God's message. Number one, stand by God's message. Number two, stand by God's mission. Stand by God's mission. You say, what is God's mission? That is the Great Commission. God wants us to be soul winners. God wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every Christian. You see, wind doctrine? The reason a lot of Christians are messing up in our churches today is because they're holding fast onto wind doctrine. Say, what is that? They've got their own ministry. It's called the gossip column. They got their own ministry. It's called the tail-bearing. They've got their own ministry. It's called the backbiters. They've got their own ministry. It's called the contemporary music. They've got their own ministry. It's called the NIV. They've got their own ministry. It's called witnessing at home alone. I don't have to go out and be a soul winner. I can just witness to my kids and witness to my grandkids, and that's it. Hey, they've got their own ministry of that reed shaking in the wind of being unfaithful to the local New Testament church. And by the way, if you're a member of Parkside Baptist Church, I'm talking about being faithful to your church, Parkside Baptist Church. You see, that is a wind doctrine. That is a wind doctrine. When you take fast hold of the wind doctrine, and you're shaking around and you don't know what's going on, hey, you take fast hold of sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. You stand fast and you stand strong by God's message. You stand fast and you stand strong by God's mission. You know your pastor's heart. His heart is souls. His heart is soul winning. After that, his heart is making sure you as a family grows and loves and serves God together. You know your pastor's heart. One day there was a man came up to Mr. Moody. Critical man. Can you believe every church has critical people? Can you believe that? Critical people. Went up to Mr. Moody a long time ago. Went up to Mr. Moody and criticized him for the way he went about winning souls. Just criticized him. He listened courteously until the man finished and said, well, how do you do it? The man was shocked and taken back by what he said and began to mumble, well, I don't. So Mr. Moody simply replied, well, I prefer the way I do it to the way you don't do it. You say, what is that? He was standing by God's mission. He was standing by God's mission. You can't lead people to Christ by sitting at home watching TV while everybody else is out soul winning. That's not standing by God's mission. You can't lead people to Christ while you guys are sitting there playing your video games in the hallways instead of going out soul winning. That's not standing by God's mission. Stand by God's mission. On January 1st, 2010, a law went into effect in Texas that requires the Department of Public Safety clerks to ask this question. Do you wish to become an organ donor? I don't know if you were asked that question, but when I moved to Texas, I was asked that question as I got my license. Do you wish to become an organ donor? At the result of that in 2010, the result of that new law more than doubled the number of registered organ donors. Why? They simply asked. Wouldn't it be great if Christians, every person you met, would simply ask, would you like to go to heaven when you die? Just simply ask the question to the person in the Walmart aisle. Just simply ask the question to the person at the gas station. Just simply ask the question. That's all they do. And they more than doubled the organ donors simply by asking the question. Wouldn't it be great if Parkside Baptist Church was just known? They were just known. Hey, that person must go to Parkside Baptist Church because you know what's coming out of their mouth. They're going to ask me if I know for sure I'm going to heaven. They're going to ask me if I know for sure that Jesus Christ is my Savior. You say, what is that? That is sound doctrine. That is sound doctrine. You stand fast and you stand strong by God's mission. And God's mission is sound. It is sound. Little girl accepted Christ as her Savior. And a critic in the church found out about it. You know, I hate critics. I hate critics. My dad and I, our family, we were preaching at a church in Mississippi. And I never will forget it. Had somebody come up to me and said, why do you preach to kids? Don't you realize they're just kids? Don't you realize they're just kids? I went to my dad and I began to cry. I said, Dad, what do I do? He said, you just keep reaching those just kids. We were preaching at that church. I gave an invitation. It's a Baptist church. They knew the gospel. Half of the kids got saved that night. So my dad, we were so excited. I mean, these kids got saved. They accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. He said, well, bring them on into the front row. Brought them into the front row. A mama from the back of the auditorium came up, grabbed her son, and said, he's too young to understand, and left the auditorium. That killed me. That broke me. On the inside, to think that a parent would look at their child and think, my child is too young to understand that Jesus loves them and Jesus saves them. Hey, that's not sound doctrine. That's a wind doctrine. That's somebody that's believing a lie. And that's somebody that's believing the lie of the devil in the world. Hey, don't you do that. Don't you hold fast to the wind doctrine. You hold fast to the sound doctrine. One day this little girl accepted Christ as her Savior, and the critic in the church found out. So he asked her a question. Were you a sinner before you received the Lord as your Savior? She said, yes, sir. He asked her another question. Well, are you still a sinner? She said, to tell you the truth, I feel like I'm more of a sinner now than I ever was. And she said, I don't know quite how to explain it, except that I used to be a sinner running after sin. And now, I'm a sinner running away from sin. You see, when a person accepts Christ as their Savior, God is up in heaven. He's just like, yes! And he gets excited. Hey, we need more people at Parkside Baptist Church to stand by the sound doctrine of soul winning and stand by the sound doctrine of passing out the gospel to other people and stand by the sound doctrine of running the buses and stand by the sound doctrine of getting more people in Sunday school and making sure the work of God grows. Hey, stop your penny-ante business of worrying about what color the carpet is and win people to Jesus Christ. Stop worrying about the little things about worrying about, wait, are we running color screen TVs? Are we running black and white? Hey, get off of it. We're still old-fashioned Bible-believing, independent, fundamental Baptist people. You say, well, you're old-fashioned, but you've got yellow lights. We are old-fashioned in doctrine. So we have air conditioning. I am still old-fashioned in doctrine. Our pastor is still old-fashioned in doctrine. Our pastor makes sure that this church is still old-fashioned in doctrine. What is that? That's standing by sound doctrine. Stand by God's message. Number two, stand by God's mission. There's an atheist in the auditorium. I have no idea. I heard this story and thought, how in the world did an atheist even get in control of the audience? He runs up behind the pulpit and he begins to shout out to the top of his lungs, God's dead! God's not real. God doesn't exist. He said, if you think God exists, stand up now. Nobody stood. I read this story and thought to myself, that auditorium is full of people and nobody stood up to that man to say that God exists. He said, see, you know it too, don't you? God does not exist. A little girl up in the balcony stood up. And she began to sing the words, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Another man stood up and he began to join her. And then some other people in the balcony began to stand up. Before you know it, the whole audience was singing, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Hey, you know what it started with? A little girl that decided, hey, I don't understand this stuff about doctrine. And I don't understand this stuff about old fashioned. And I don't understand this stuff about religion. And I don't understand this stuff about being a Baptist. But I do understand that God loves me. And I do understand that there is a God. And that little girl took a stand for what was right. We need some more people in America. And more people at Parkside Baptist Church to simply hold on to sound doctrine and don't let it go. Stop worrying about all the little stuff in life and start worrying about the mission of God. God's mission, are you accomplishing it? God's purpose for Parkside Baptist Church, are you helping it or hindering it? God's purpose for making sure people go to heaven when they die, how are you? We need some more people that will take a stand. We need some more people that will take a stand. Number one, stand by God's message. Number two, stand by God's mission. I've got one more. Aren't you glad? Number three, stand by God's man. Stand by God's man. Take your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. I try and make sure on social media I post things. I don't get in these fights. I mean, there's all these people, and they get in these fights and these arguments, and I think it's ridiculous, to be quite honest with you. I don't have time for it. So I post how many people we had saved. I post the great things that are happening in the youth department. So one day I decided to post this quote. A preacher should not criticize another preacher that's still touching the man of God. That's all I said. I mean, you can't post much more. It doesn't let you put any more on there. Look at Matthew chapter 11 and verse 7. I love this. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 7, and as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John. Here is Jesus talking about another preacher. Some people say, it's okay to dance. David danced. Yeah, he also committed adultery. Your goal is not to be like David. Your goal is to be like Jesus. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? He looked at these people and said, what'd you expect? What'd you expect? See a guy that wasn't standing for anything? See a guy that was pussyfooting around the pulpit, making sure he didn't step on people's toes? What did you expect to see? And here I ask you tonight, what did you expect when you came to Parkside Baptist Church and you see our man of God, Dr. Mike Wells, stand behind this pulpit? What did you expect? Did you expect to see a reed shaken with the wind? I've got news for you. You'll never see that here at Parkside Baptist Church as long as our man of God stands behind that pulpit. He is not a reed shaken with the wind. So what did you expect sitting behind there, sitting in that pew and thinking, man, it hits my toes. And man, he got me right square between the eyes. Man, he got me. Well, of course he got you. He's not a reed shaking in the wind. This is Jesus talking about another preacher. I love it. Look down at the next verse. Chapter 11, verse 8. Matthew chapter 11. But what went ye out for to see? Here he goes again. Ask these people, what you go to see? Look at the rest of the verse. A man clothed in soft raiment. That sounds like a certain religion out there today. I promise you, our preacher's not going to get up here dressed like mama and talking like papa. Our preacher's going to get up here, he's going to rip, and he's going to snort, and he's going to holler, and he's going to spit in your face, he's going to sit in your lap, he's going to step on your toes. Why? He is preaching sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. What is the sound doctrine? I'll tell you the sound doctrine is you stand by God's message. I'll tell you some sound doctrine, you stand by God's mission. I'll tell you a sound doctrine, you stand by God's man. What went you for to see? A reed shaking in the wind? Is that right? You came to Parkside Baptist Church? You thought you were going to see some guy that didn't know what his Bible, didn't know what he's talking about? Do you think you're going to see some guy clothed in soft raiment? Look down in verse 9. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Now you listen very closely to me, and you listen very closely to me, and you listen very closely to me. There could have been some things in John the Baptist's life that Jesus did not agree with, but not one time did you see him bring it up. Not one time did you see him say, you know what? I don't agree with John the Baptist and how he dresses. I don't agree with John the Baptist and how he walks. I don't agree with John the Baptist and his eating lifestyle. Hey, you might not agree with John the Baptist and how he eats, and you might not agree with John the Baptist and how he dressed. And boy, oh boy, did he dress kind of weird. And boy, oh boy, did he eat kind of weird. He ate locusts and he ate wild honey. And you know, not one time did Jesus criticize him. And not one time did Jesus crucify him. And not one time did Jesus make fun of him. And not one time did Jesus point fingers at him. He just said, he's a preacher. He's a preacher. Don't you touch the man of God. It's okay to criticize him. If I disagree, it's never okay. You let God spank his man. Don't touch him. Don't disagree with him. You say, well, that's a cult. No, that is doctrine. That is God's man. And don't you touch him. And don't you lay a hand on him. You see, the Bible says, do thy prophets no harm. That means just by saying something, you could harm him. You ever heard the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? I promise you, words can hurt your preacher. But he'll never know about it. You're harming him. You're harming him. You're harming him. You stand by God's man. This is your man of God, Dr. Mike Wells, Parkside Baptist Church. You stand by him. I found some statistics online. It says 97% of pastors have been betrayed or falsely accused or hurt by trusted friends. 70% of pastors battle depression. 7,000 churches close their doors each year. 1,500 pastors quit each month. They may not be independent Baptist preachers, but they're pastors. 10% of pastors will retire as pastor. That's a low number. 80% of pastors feel discouraged. 94% of pastors' families feel the pressure of the ministry. 78% of pastors have no close friends. 90% of pastors report working 55 to 75 hours per week. The average pastor will leave a church over 8 critics. The average pastor will leave a church over 8 critics. When the pastor leaves, the problems stay. But it's funny, when the pastor stays, the problems leave. It sure would be good if we had some people that would stand by sound doctrine and stop being tossed back and forth by the things that people say and the things that people do. Well, this church does that, and this church goes here, and this church does that, and this church believes this. We have one man of God, and that's Dr. Mike Wells. You stand by God's message, you stand by God's mission, and you stand by God's man. I'll show you two more verses. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Take your Bibles over there, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. I love preaching after we do the Sunday school lesson, Young Fundamentalists. I'll preach out of that same book. Then on the church bus for teen soul winning, I'll preach out of that same book. I love it. It's great. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, now we beseech you, brethren. Beseech means beg. Now we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Look at verse 2. That ye be not soon, what's the word? Shaken. Shaken. We need some people that will not be shaken. We need some people that will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. We need some people that will be firm. We need some people that will stand tall. We need some people that won't be like the reed shaken in the wind with every wind of doctrine. Hey, I beseech you, I beg you. Hey, don't be shaken. How? In mind? Or be troubled, neither by spirit? You mean people can be shaken in their mind?
Mm-hmm.
People can be shaken in their mind about the ministry of God. This is his work. People can be shaken in their mind. They only come on Sunday morning. They don't come on Sunday night. They'll get shaken easily. They come on Sunday morning and Sunday night, but they don't come on Wednesday night. They get shaken easily. They come to every church service, but they don't come soul winning. They'll get shaken easily. Don't be shaken in mind. That's not all it says. Or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by, say it, word. So the things that people say, don't let it shake you. Don't let it shake you. I promise you, there's a lot of things that are said. Our preacher, he just keeps on going. He just keeps on going. He just keeps on going. Hey, don't let the things that people say shake you. Neither by word, what's the rest of the verse there, nor by letter as from us. You say, what does that mean? Don't let the things that people write shake you. Don't let the things that people say shake you. Don't be shaken in your mind. Don't be troubled. You ever had a salt shaker? I hate going to restaurants where the salt shaker is clumped up. I'm wanting my salt, and the salt will not come out. The salt is all clumped up all over the top. It's all over there, and you want to wash your hands after you touch it because you know that's a sign of many hands touching all over that salt shaker. And you go to try and dump the salt out, and it's all clumped up on the top. It's gross. It's nasty. So what do? You do this kind of thing. Have you ever done that? Or you do like this? Or you do? No, okay. But you do that. You try and get the salt out, and it won't come out. God says, ye are the salt of the world. You're the salt. You're the salt. And if the salt has lost its savor or flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? You know what? You as Christians, you're salt. You're like salt. And God says there, don't let things what? Shake you. Don't let things shake you. Let nothing shake you. Hey, you just get firm and you just get established and you just stand your ground and don't let things shake you. You ought to be like this salt shaker and you get all clumped up with the doctrines of God. You get all clumped up with the Parkside Baptist Church. You get all clumped up with the scripture and you get all clumped up with the word of God and you just let it all clump you up so that it doesn't matter how hard they hit you upside the head and it doesn't matter how hard they shake you. Nothing's going to come out. Nothing's going to fall out. Nothing's going to spill over. You're standing by sound doctrine. How are you tonight? Are you standing by God's message? Do you know for sure you're going to heaven? How about it tonight? Are you standing by God's mission? Are you hindering the work of God at Parkside Baptist Church? Or are you helping the work of God at Parkside Baptist Church? Are you standing by God's man? Don't be like the reed shaken in the wind. I ask you this question, just like Jesus asked those people. What'd you expect to see? You came to Parkside Baptist Church, what'd you expect to see? A reed shaken in the wind? A man clothed in soft raiment? Can I tell you what you can see here at Parkside Baptist Church? Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. And as long as our man of God is following God, and as long as our man of God is preaching the word of God, don't let anything shake you. You get clumped up on the things of God, and you keep going. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody looking around.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.